Hi, my name is Kiara Prince, and welcome to my podcast. So today, I'll be talking about ARGs, and now you may be thinking, what the heck is an ARG? Well, an ARG, also known as an alternate reality game, is a form of storytelling that uses social media accounts and videos that tell a story, usually from the first-person point of view. There's a lot of ARGs out there that use sites like Twitter, YouTube, and etc. to tell their story. The first ARG created was made back in 2001. The game, called Beast, made players interact with multiple communication devices such as phone messages, videos, flyers, and even a live event. This ARG was made to market the movie AI. Like most ARGs in the early 2000s, it was just used to market movies or games. There is to be said that there were earlier ARGs like games even before 2001. Ongi's Hat, which was made in around 1993, and The Wizard of the Coast, which was made in 1997. Even Halo had his own ARG called I Love Bees. And surprisingly, it wasn't blocked, so I looked into it, and it was pretty weird. You're greeted with a black screen that's on top of a page about bees. The thing that stuck out to me the most was the countdown, and I turned the minutes of the countdown into years, because why not? And it was like 22.15 years left before the countdown ends. There's more weird stuff in it, but you could look at it for yourself because you got a Chromebook. And there are some ARGs that have gone like way too far, but I don't want to talk about legal stuff. Now, there has been a lot of popular ARGs that have been popping up recently, mostly on YouTube. My favorite ARG has to be Local 58 and PetScorp, but today I'll be only talking about Local 58. Local 58 is an ARG made by Chris Straub, who is also known for making the creepypasta Kendall Cove. If you ever read or heard of a creepypasta, Kendall Cove is one of the main popular ones out there, and it's a worthy read in my opinion. Local 58 was released back in 2015 on a website called local58.info, but I don't think the website exists anymore, and all the content from the website was uploaded on YouTube, I think in 2016 or 2017. Local 58 takes place in the span of a few decades. You can see it in the style of the videos. And Local 58 is supposed to be a news channel that's broadcasted in Mason County in West Virginia. The videos are uploaded out of order, and you have to do a bit of work to put them in order. Here's what I think the orders are. Year-wise, Contingency, Show for Children, Skywatching, which is the most recent one, Real Sleep, Your Fastest Available Route, Weather Service, Station ID, and a Look Back. So the videos usually start off showing us, the viewer, a normal broadcast. It shows us the time and the programs that are going to be up next. Now, onto the lore of Local 58. So there are a lot of theories about Local 58. The most popular ones is aliens, of course, but I don't think that's the case because aliens aren't a present entity within the videos itself, but you know it is the moon. So I'll be briefly talking about the videos to give more insight in order to support. Now, Contingency starts off as a regular intro. It's 3 p.m. is then the broadcast date. Then it quickly shifts to a state of emergency broadcast, which is dated 11-13-70. And it starts off with saying that America has surrendered to an unidentified enemy and that the American citizens need to reserve their spirit, aka offering themselves. And it shows them how to do it. And if you have enough time, you gotta do the 3 F's position. Front lawn, face up, and feet together. Then it cuts to another screen that says, regarding children and pets, you have to tend to them before yourself. Then it says, the 51st state is not a place. Just keep that in mind. Now for the show for children. It follows the same pattern as the one before. It's 4:15 in the morning, and the shows for children are going to start. It starts off with a little small skeleton dude. His name is Katavir. And he's casually walking in the graveyard, I guess. And then the moon is in, like, the corner and it's a smile really creepy at him. And he stumbles upon this hole in the graveyard. He looks in it and he sees this skeleton of something. And then he's scared out of his mind. And then he stumbles upon another thing in a hole, which looks like a weird bird. So the third hole, or slash tunnel, he finds. He ends up, like, walking through it. And then I think he got lost, so he ends up laying down. And the camera pans to the hole in the tunnel where you can see the moon coming over the hole in a hyper-realistic way. And then the next thing you see our poor little skeleton dead? I don't know how a skeleton can die, but okay. Now for the show for children. It follows the same pattern as the one before. it's 4:15 in the morning, and the show's for children is going to start. It starts off with a little small skeleton dude. His name is Cadaver, and he's casually walking in the graveyard, I guess. And then the moon is in, like, the corner, and it's a smile really creepy at him. And he stumbles upon this hole in the graveyard, and he looks in it, and he sees this skeleton of something. And then he's scared out of his mind, and then he stumbles upon another thing in a hole, which looks like a weird bird. So the third hole, or slash tunnel, he finds, he ends up, like, walking through it, and then I think he got lost, so he ends up laying down. And the camera pans to the hole in the tunnel, where you can see the moon coming over the hole in a hyper-realistic way. And then the next thing, you see our poor little skeleton dead? I don't know how a skeleton can die, but okay. Now on to real sleep. It starts off as an educational myth or fact show, and it basically fact checks dreams and sleep. And the whole time it's kind of like dream bashing, basically. And it says, like, dreams are useless, dreams are primitive, and that we don't need them. It's kind of just useless. And it talks about the Kiltman map, which is an index of electric activity in the brain burdened by a dream stimuli. The third section of the video is called Inducing Your Anti-Dream, aka Get Rid of Dreams. It first shows a bunch of faces, and then they flip through the faces, and then there's a second sequence which does the same thing. But there's two different types of faces. There's a green face and a red face, and they're both on opposite sides of the screen, and then they flip, and then they come together in the middle. Then the third sequence is the faces flashing quickly with the words saying, "There are no faces." Then at the end, there's a bunch of flashing words like, "Cognition is a lie," "I dream the world wide awake," "Dreaming is a facade," etc. Now on to the fourth video. The fourth video is the fastest available route, and it starts off as normal, with the time and the programs. But this time is different. It's 12:05 in the morning, and the midnight movie is about to start. And after that, a paid program is supposed to play. But after that, the paid program used to race away, and then it quickly changes into a dash cam video of some person driving. The GPS started giving real directions. Well, okay, I'll just let you guys listen to it.
Continue on unnamed road, then, in 300 feet, turn off your headlights.
And this led the person, well, the weird direction led the person to a deserted area. Then it was pitch black, and then a quick flash, and then the scene was the person frantically driving away while the GPS was still acting all weird. And then the car crashes, and then we see a fire, and then it ends. So the fifth video is weather service. It starts off as any other video, and it gives us the time and the rundown of the schedule. Then it abruptly cuts to a severe weather service announcement, and it issued a meteorological event, and that the warning is in effect until sunrise. And people couldn't see the event with a naked eye. 2 hours pass because it's now 2:15, and then it turned to a severe danger alert, and for people to safely remain indoors, and do not look at the sky. Then all of a sudden it glitches, and then it says, "No, it's safe, you can look outside now," and then all caps it says, "Go outside now." Very commanding. It's like two different entities are controlling the broadcast, and then it glitches again, and it starts to say, "It's in the light, the moon came in, he found me through the mirror, moonlight white like eyes, not light but blood, I drowned in him, if you're afraid we will look together," and then suddenly it cuts to the moon, and you can hear screaming. Some people think the screaming is from people who looked at the moon, and some people think it's coming from the moon itself. The last two are pretty short, so this one is called Station ID, and it starts out with the Local 58 logo, and then it cuts out to some words that says analog horror at 478 megahertz. Then goes on and say, "It does not matter, there are other receivers, safety numbers," and then it stops. And the last one, which is called a look back, I think, and it basically shows, like, the years that Local 58 has been on, and then it glitches and cuts to some words that says, "We send signals to ourselves, and did we really believe that they wouldn't add their own?" This is probably referencing the moon or something. And yeah, those are the last two little videos. So the theory that is most close to the truth is that the moon isn't just a rock. It's actually a living, breathing thing. Or there's something harvesting in the moon. And it's affecting people on Earth via controlling news networks or controlling satellites and things. That's probably why the GPS was bonking out and why the news service amount, the weather service announcements is like, don't look at the moon. Oh, look at the moon. You know, things like that. And in contingency, the moon was probably the enemy that the video was talking about. And that, I don't know if it's like, when the moon landing happened, they ended up calling the moon the 51 state or something. I don't know. I looked it up and that's what it says. And then the video says the 51st state isn't a place. And if it's not a place, then it's probably a thing, an actual breathing thing. And that's another hint of the moon being an actual entity. But why is it doing this? Well, maybe it wants to wipe everyone out. Maybe it wants people to worship it. That's probably why it wants people to look at the moon or look at it or whatever. It could be a bit of both. It could explain why, like, all the stuff's basically happening and why in Skywatch, if you hear screaming, that's my sister, in Skywatching, why the dude said rejoice and his throne. And yeah, it kind of explains things, but there's a lot of other theories out there too. So if you want to see them, you got to go in the depths of Reddit, I guess. And yeah, that's the end of this podcast.